The Seductive Language Black Book, Module 10, with Dr. Steve G. Jones.
Number 23, Subliminal Programming. Subliminal or subconscious programming is the hallmark of hypnosis, NLP, and influence, and is a fitting conclusion to our exploration of the language of seduction. Throughout this book, we have made many discoveries, and our understanding of what it means to learn and apply a language system has expanded greatly to accommodate not just language patterns, but also additional codes of action that also have to be set into motion if you wish to succeed in the game of seduction. What is the subconscious mind all about? The human mind is roughly split into two halves, the conscious half and the subconscious half. The conscious mind is responsible for employing logic and rationality in a person's life. When faced with challenges, the conscious mind uses available cognitive resources to come up with viable solutions. The conscious mind is also the protector of the subconscious mind. Because this half of the mind is particularly vulnerable to suggestions, it needs to be protected by the conscious mind. If the message or information is incongruent with what the conscious mind deems acceptable, it will be rejected outright, and the subconscious mind will be spared from that information. The subconscious mind, on the other hand, is responsible for processing life experiences, storing memories, and is also the center of the subject's emotions and images, the things that they imagine. That's right. When you're daydreaming, your conscious mind is temporarily suspended, and the subconscious mind is engaged instead. The quality and nature of thoughts that occur in the conscious and subconscious halves of the mind can be radically different for the simple reason that each region has its own particular purpose. Why not influence the conscious mind instead? Short-term gains can be made by influencing the conscious mind. That is true. However, if you want to reap the benefits of long-term influence, you need to condition what animates the conscious mind, that is, the subconscious mind. The conscious mind, in its present form, is modeled and informed by the subconscious mind. We can liken the human mind to an iceberg. The part that you see floating on the surface of the sea is the tip of the iceberg. Below is hundreds of feet of subconscious mind, hidden from plain sight. This is the main reason why the conscious mind is so protective of the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind holds so much potential that it cannot be simply exposed to potentially harmful ideas. How can you reprogram the subconscious mind? Reprogramming the subconscious mind is tricky business, but not so tricky that a seducer influencer won't be able to understand how it works. So here are some essential strategies for subliminal programming that you can use for seduction. 1. Proof. If you want your subject to believe in something that's seemingly unbelievable, provide concrete proof or social proof. Sometimes your own words are not enough, so bring along another person with the same beliefs as you. Citing an expert or an authority in the relevant field is also a good way to disable the conscious bias against new beliefs. The conscious mind loves proof and evidence, and this is also its greatest weakness. In the face of proof, the conscious mind can go blank, which can give an influencer sufficient time to implant powerful, persuasive messages deep into the person's subconscious core. 2. Alignment. Learn what your subject believes in and reconfigure your message so that it becomes aligned with your subject's belief. Like a Trojan horse, you're going to give the subject's mind a gift, a dummy belief that is hiding something else underneath. Proper appearance and alignment are all you will ever need to sneak in a piece of information into an otherwise resistant mind. This is called thought evolution, and it's a much better option than attempting to wrench away your subject's current beliefs about something. People are usually willing to go to hell and back just to defend their own beliefs. Yes, it's irrational, but that won't stop people from doing it. 3. Fortification. After influencing your subject to agree with a belief that you've introduced, it's time to stratify the new belief with layer upon layer of proof. Proof may be created instantly by interpreting the situation differently or by identifying old elements in the subject's life and giving these elements a new spin. Fortification is needed so that the subject's subconscious mind is fed with enough raw material to keep your message of influence alive and kicking. Without sufficient fortification, the subconscious messages that you have sown into the subject's mind may simply wither and disappear. 4. Commitment. Asking a subject to commit a string of small things will eventually cause your subject to commit to something bigger and more substantial. So, if you want to seduce your subject into doing something for you, avoid asking for it outright. Ask your subject to say yes to seemingly inconsequential things. Space your requests, and eventually, the right mindset will emerge, and your subject will be ready to agree to anything that you want. Sneaky, right? That's why seduction is so powerful. 5. Appearances. The human mind is a natural lover of appearances. Dressing up your message and making it look grander and more familiar at the same time can improve your chances of success 100-fold. Think of how you can formulate your message in such a way that your subject won't think twice about agreeing to it. 6. Resource improvement. Nothing disturbs a person's equilibrium more than the thought that they are about to lose or gain a specific resource. Humans are averse to the idea of resource loss. Mold your offer in such a way that you become a resource giver rather than a resource taker. You might be surprised at how easy it would be to get someone to say yes when you make personal resources the center of interaction. Obviously, this technique can be used not just in seduction, but also in related fields such as advertising and marketing. The 23 points of seduction. Congratulations. You've reached the final segment of our exploration of seduction and seductive language. This chapter is a cheat sheet of sorts, which summarizes the main points of each of the 23 chapters on seduction language. Read this chapter whenever you feel like refreshing your memory regarding the powerful strategies outlined in the book. 1. People operate using signals and cues. Seducers must learn how to signal to their subjects through proper communication channels. Harmony must be established through rapport-building techniques, such as matching and mirroring. Rapport-building strategies must be applied carefully so as to avoid coming across as mechanical or, worse, comical. 2. Creating and setting triggers is a good way to engage your subject so that they will become interested in you and your message. In the beginning, your subject is going to be distracted and unfocused. A proper trigger can cause your subject to turn their consciousness toward you. 3. The central desire of the subject can be derived from their vulnerabilities. A subject may become open to sharing their vulnerabilities to a seducer, but only if the seducer has become a trusted confidant. Otherwise, this vital information will remain hidden from plain sight. 4. The most effective path to seduction is the indirect path, because it allows the seducer to skirt the conscious defenses of the subject. Stating one's intentions directly can backfire on the seducer, especially if they haven't addressed the subject's internal resistance. 5. Presence or illusion of love can turn a subject's reality upside down for the simple reason that it is almost always in short supply. The creation of love-centered fantasies can make a person more vulnerable to the charms of a seducer. 6. Mental experiences can be generated through the use of the VAKOG system. Remember, visual, auditory, kinetic, olfactory, and gustatory, which appeals to specific representational systems used by people. The seducer must first identify the subject's favorite representational system before they can start giving the subject powerful mental experiences. 7. Knowing what your subject wants to see in you and giving it to them generously by changing how you project yourself. This can be very powerful. As long as the projection and accompanying rhetoric are genuine, nothing will stand in the way of successful seduction through the quicksilver projection. 8. Becoming a victim can give you more control of the subject, especially if the subject enjoys being the leader. What the leader doesn't know is that their role is only meaningful insofar as the victim acknowledges its validity. This gives the victim more power in the dynamic than the person who was accorded the role of leader. 9. Inviting your subject to partake in adventure counters the boredom in the subject's life and makes you a source of happiness and positivity. When the seducer delivers, the subject begins to trust the seducer completely and influence is sealed permanently. 10. Each person fantasizes of performing a particular role in life. Often these fantasies do not come into fruition due to real-world constraints. The seducer, who can make the subject feel that they are finally fulfilling their fantasies, becomes an instant hero. 11. enthralling a subject by making them feel like the most superior individual in the world creates dependency on the seducer. This dependency deepens in time and makes the subject more pliant and easier to convince than before. 12. Proof is the antidote to suspicion and allows the subject to open themselves up to the seducer with minimal anxiety. Producing proof of intention is the challenge, and the seducer must be creative in their pursuit of evidence that will prove that they have noble intentions. 13. Deep knowledge of the subject allows the subject to modify their outward projection to the point that the subject begins chasing the seducer and not the other way around. If you're able to produce this outcome, you've become a powerful seducer indeed. 14. Childhood regression and infantile regression can be triggered by performing specific actions and by behaving in a certain manner in the presence of your subject. Allowing yourself to become the unconditional nurturer will create the right conditions for regression to occur. 15. The idea of the forbidden can make people more open to a seducer's charms, but it can also frighten them to the point of retreat or paralysis. The seducer must present themselves as a protector if they want the subject to engage in the forbidden. 16. Establishing commonality with your subject is your first order of business if you want to reduce resistance to the bare minimum. Similarity disables the major conscious defenses to new ideas and makes the seducer's job much easier in the long run. 17. Simplicity and structure can help reduce mistakes and improve the seducer's chances of success. Instead of starting a seduction effort from the most complicated angle, seduction should be initiated from the simplest foundation and adjusted depending on the subject's responses. 18. Storytelling can help position the seducer in such a way that the subject will begin rooting for them. A seducer's story is always a reflection of who they are and what they are all about. Stories from other sources may be used as long as the messages of the narratives support the central intention of the seducer. 19. Conversations pave the road to seductive success by providing the seducer a wide platform to set their plans into motion. However, you have to master good conversation first before it can be of any use, as a conversation involves distinct factors that must be studied and understood well. 20. Every attempt in seducing another person is a performance, and, as with all performances, there are excellent ones and really bad ones. Proper knowledge ensures that your performances lean toward the former and not the latter. 21. You can create a mythical persona by crafting your personal history and by strategically creating a new identity that you will use whenever you are engaged in the art of seduction. Your mythology will eventually gain a life of its own, and what you do now will affect how your mythology will look in the future. 22. Invoking the right emotions gives the seducer immeasurable power over their subject, since emotions can trigger not just emotions, but action on the part of the person being influenced. 23. Subliminal programming prepares the subject's mind for the actual messages that carry the seducer's intention. Now you have all the information you need to be an effective seducer and influencer. Now go out there and use this information and enjoy it. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding life.